This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. It's a family affair when the Albuquerque Chamber Soloists greet the new year next Sunday afternoon, January 5th. An array of musicians, including the Fellbergs, Arlette, Leonard, and David, the Figueroas, Guillermo and his wife, Valerie Turner, and the Hollands, husband and wife, Megan and James, all perform at St. Paul Lutheran Church. And cellist James Holland is with us this morning for a preview. James, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you with us.
Wonderful to be here.
Now, you and Megan work up with a lot of musical organizations in this area. You both have become very involved with the Albuquerque Chamber Soloists. Why this organization?
And it's one that's very near and dear. It's been here for a very long time, you know, 23 years it's been going. There's a real kind of community and, like you mentioned, a family sort of feel to it. And the board, we're just a wonderful group of folks, very hardworking, dedicated. It's a working board. And I've always been impressed by the audiences. It's got a real kind of a traditional feel to it. Like it's been part of Albuquerque's cultural fabric for a very long time.
Now, we mentioned that Guillermo Figueroa is part of this. He's going to be performing as an instrumentalist, but also as a conductor on a piece, a gorgeous piece by Ernest Bloch, which you're going to be performing in. Tell us about the Concerto Grosso.
It was composed in 1924. Concerto Grossos, we think of Vivaldi, Corelli, we think of Baroque composers. And it's essentially a piece for two groups playing simultaneously, a small group and then a larger group. So the soloists kind of alternate with the full group. Bloch took that idea and kind of brought it forward into the 20th century. Very sweeping lines, very full, lush, gorgeous textures. Very fun to play. A lot of character pieces, switching gears between the calm, pastoral, you know, nature-loving music and this very free, happy-go-lucky sort of dance music. The character pieces weren't such a part of the 18th century version of the Concerto Grosso. So he took it and is very free with it. It's warm, warm music. There are a lot of chords where when I play them, I go, ah. You settle in, you're like, oh, that's nice.
And he's known for bringing Hebraic melodies into his music, Ernest Bloch. There's a bit of that in the Concerto Grosso.
It's a bit more subtle in this one. He wrote a suite of pieces called Jewish Life. The prayer is one that's often done by cellists. We like doing that one. But this one is a little more abstract. Some of the harmonies kind of lean that way, but this one is not as informed by that.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned that this is a family affair. In fact, opening the concert with a piece that was written with family audiences in mind.
Ferdinand the Bull. My first exposure as a kid was watching the old Disney cartoon. And then Megan and I have done it together before. There's a narration, the story of the Monroe Leaf book, and then this really wonderful and exceedingly virtuosic violin part composed by Alan Rideout. So very Spanish-flavored, ya-da-da-dum-bum, ba-da-da-dum-bum-bum, all this kind of stuff. And then when we talk about Ferdinand smelling the flowers, the music gets very, very calm and lyrical. It's just superb. It's a wonderful piece for audiences of all ages, really. I know I certainly grew up with the book and with the cartoon. I think most of our audience will have, too. I know I've read it to my girls a number of times. I think David Fellberg, the current plan is for him to actually do both parts simultaneously.
The violin and the spoken
part. So he's
going to
play and narrate, yes. So that in itself will be interesting to watch.
Cellist James Holland and the Albuquerque Chamber Soloists perform next Sunday afternoon, January 5th at 3 at St. Paul Lutheran Church, 1100 Indian School Northeast. It's music of Ernest Bloch, Robert Schumann, Alan Rideout, and Fazil Sai. Tickets are available at Piano Works in Albuquerque or at the door. For details, visit abqcs.org. James, wishing you and your family a great 2014.
Thank you, and same to you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.